Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone right now with Nathan Beacom of Survey Feedem. It's an incredible apostle that's doing some big things right here in Des Moines, Iowa, and I want to learn more about it. Like, subscribe, comment. Thanks for tuning in.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Nathan.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good to connect, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's a beautiful day out.
Well, I'm interested in what you do, brother. I hear amazing things of the fruit of your apostolate, of what's going on there with Survey Feedem.
Yeah, happy to share whatever is interesting about it to you.
So tell me about it. What are you doing with it?
Yeah, so Survey Feedem, and I can't take credit for it. I'm a relatively more recent addition. It's been going on for about 10 years at Dowling, and it came about in part because of this thing that you see at Dowling and at lots of schools, which is that kids, once they go to college, only a small percentage of them stay involved with their faith or keep going to church or consider Christ an important part of their lives. And so given that that was so, and that kind of the things that have been tried over those past several decades didn't seem to be preparing students well for life, a life of faith after high school, some local folks in Des Moines got together and decided, well, what if we did something that was more kind of like the early church almost, you know, where we live faith in our actual social groups, our friend groups, and where people further down the road of faith can help people who are just starting out. So that's what we did at Dowling, and kids would get together with their friends and five or six kids and be paired with an adult mentor whose life was shaped by the gospel, and that mentor would accompany them through high school, meeting once a week, every week, and just kind of saying, how do these ideas, this proposal of friendship with Christ, how does that relate to your actual life? And we've just seen pretty amazing fruits from it.
How long have you guys been at this?
In total, about 10 years. I've been involved over the past year and a half or so.
And so 10 years, this has been going on. How many people have gone through the program itself?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, so in a given year, there's around 430 students at Dowling who are in a Survey Feedem group. So if you took that, divided it by four, multiplied it by 10, I'll probably struggle with the mental math right now, but several thousand, and we're now in other schools as well.
So how does this even work? Like, what do? You get together for an hour, a day, a week, a month?
Yeah, it's an hour once a week. So a lot of groups will get together and just have coffee and donuts or whatever before school, or maybe right after school with their mentor. And they'll do it every week. And that consistency is so important, because what we want to show is how the personal relationship with Christ affects, you know, random things in your life, your tennis tournament, your time in the musical, your relationship with your parents, whatever, and propose that, you know, bringing faith into those things is going to give them a true meaning and a true purpose.
So the structure is, they come into high school, they start with a kind of a peer small group. There's a mentor, an adult mentor that's with them, kind of walking with them. Do they stay together all 4 years?
Typically they do, you know, making exceptions for different things in people's personal lives and stuff. But a mentor will commit to walk with the students for a year, but they end up finding those relationships so enriching and just enjoyable that typically they'll go kind of through that whole course of high school.
And the end goal is, we want them to practice at the next step of their life, right, in college.
Right. The end goal is that they will have seen, is that they won't have gone through, you know, all of their schooling, go to college and say, I knew all that, I learned it all, but it isn't for me. But instead, they will have had the chance to have personally accepted it out of their own choice, and see the attraction for its own sake once they're out there living independently as adults.
So is there like a curriculum that you guys follow, or is it just kind of where the spirit leads?
Yeah, we have a set of what we call investigations. And so they'll investigate what is the life of prayer, what is the tradition of the church's prayerful and meditative practice, and how can I do those things? How does Christ affect my relationships? How does it affect my identity and where I place my value and worth? And so they'll follow, you know, the goal is just to have them talk organically about this with their mentor, but we provide sort of a springboard and a roadmap for them to have that conversation together.
Do you lead a group?
I do. Yeah, I have a group of great sophomore guys over at Darling.
So what's the difficult part of this? Like, you know, you hear the great stuff, everything's like, yeah, we're going to, you know, everyone's going to become, you know, more deep into their faith, right? This is how it works, but it probably doesn't always happen like that, right?
Well, definitely, yeah. And students have free will, and everybody's coming from a different place and their own circumstances and family backgrounds and unique story. And you can't really engineer it. It's just a relationship. And so relationships come with challenges and misunderstandings. So it's not all sunshine and roses necessarily, but, you know, it's about accompanying the student wherever they're at on their kind of faith journey. And sometimes I would say one of the challenges is just that initial trust and, you know, getting a student to feel comfortable. It's okay to talk about big, important things. It's not like lame to ask these questions or weird. And so that's an initial challenge, but an important thing that a mentor has to do.
And you probably got to be patient too, right? You're not walking in there for, you know, everyone's got to be, you know, all in here, blah, blah, blah. It's just like just getting to know people in their life. I mean, this is kind of the discipleship way, right?
Right, exactly. And we always talk about, like, somebody is not going to hear the good news from you if they don't know that you care, that you genuinely care about them for their own sake. And you want what's best for them. So there always has to be that foundation of, hey, you might be unsure where you're at or whatever, but I care about you. I want to know about your life. I want to befriend you. And, you know, and I'm interested in this fake thing because I care about you.
Yeah. And not like a fake care, right? I mean, that's the goal here is really getting to know people in your own life as well, you know, cultivating those relationships. It just seems like that's the way to Jesus and doing so together. Right. I mean, as you said, we're all a mess in this, even the mentors, everyone's trying to figure this whole thing out.
Exactly. And so the mentor isn't coming in, so, like, being instrumental, like, I got to get this kid from point A to point B. The mentor's coming in saying, I'm just another person. I'm a little further down the road than you. I found this to shape my life, to be at the heart of my life. And I want to pass that on to you because it's meaningful to me and I care about you.
So this has been around for 10 years. I actually remember when it first started. Is the goal expansion, and you're in one high school in Des Moines, Iowa, you know, is there more?
Yeah. So it's kind of an exciting thing because a lot of campus ministers and chaplains across the country are also observing that some of the maybe older practices aren't meeting the issues of today. And so they're open to new things. And we're now in 14 schools, mostly kind of in the middle of the United States, a few further afield, like down in Oklahoma. But it's been really neat to see that this relational focus has been really fruitful at those other schools too.
How can we pray for you?
I would say pray for our students, pray for our mentors and our coordinators at these schools. Just that they're able to find together strength and peace and joy and the things that we want in friendship with the Lord.
One memorare coming right up for you after this call. Nathan, it's always good to catch up, man. And we'll do this again. Keep up the good work. All right, brother.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks for reaching out, John.
Bye-bye.
Take care.